Hey there, welcome to the Dressage with Amelia podcast, where it's all about breaking things down and helping you learn to love your ride. I'm your host, Amelia Newcomb. These sessions are recordings from my Facebook Live, where I answer as many questions as I can from my audience. I hope you enjoy this episode where I answer your questions about dressage. Please help me out and share this with a friend who also rides horses. 3, 2, 1. Hello?
Hello. Hello and welcome from the horse show.
We're at the horse show. We're looking directly into the sun tonight. We are at Galway Down, and there's these little like ranch houses that you can rent, which is super convenient because then you can just easily go check on your horses at night.
Easy walk.
So we have Kensington. I have a client's horse down here. We have Ralph. We have Diesel and Casey. It's going to be a fun weekend. And of course, I have my amazing mother, Joellen, from Colorado.
And the truck driver.
The truck driver. My husband, Herman. So it's going to be a fun weekend. How was our day today?
It was great. We made it here and everybody was safe.
That's good. That's
After
good.
That, it's all gravy.
Yes. Let us know if you're watching, if you can hear, and if you can see us, because I have no idea how the Wi-Fi is here.
I'll tell you the story. Cowboy coffee.
Cowboy coffee is bad. But yes, we made it down here. We had a little excitement on the road. We had a horse get their halter off.
That was more than a little excitement.
And so we had to like pull off under the freeway and get the halter back on the horse.
He was rocking the trailer.
Yeah. So if your horse is back, the trailer is rocking.
You should stop.
Something caught his eye. He had pulled back and was rattling around and broke the halter.
Yes. So got down to the show. I rode Kensington. Kensington was really good. We got to watch Stefan ride his new young horse, which is always really fun. It's always super inspiring to watch Stefan ride because he's just such a good rider and such a good horseman. And his horse was like a little worried at one end of the arena because there were a bunch of flags flapping. And he was just so patient about like walking, going down there. And then he kind of went to the other end of the arena where the horse wasn't worried and did a little canter work to get the horse more relaxed. Then went back to the more difficult side of the arena. So it's always interesting how calm he is. He doesn't ever get that upset.
No.
It just stays like super, super calm, which is very important.
And that side of the arena is where there's like 8 flags and the flags flap and all the horses kind of have a hard time going that direction.
You keep looking over to the side because Levi doesn't have a couch.
Yes.
So Levi is wandering in the bushes here. And
And Kensington was good. I've been really trying to work on self-care with Kensington. For those of you who are in strides, we had a great guest lecture last week, Andrew McLean. He's an animal behaviorist, and he talked about the importance of self-care, which
balance.
And what else?
So what are you fishing for?
Not hanging on their head. It's actually getting them soft in your hand and moving behind.
It's always balancing all 4 legs. So you can.
Yeah, getting them to do it themselves without you having to do it for them.
Right.
And sometimes, like I went and I rode with Christine Trowery, and she's like, "You're doing too much all the time. Stop kicking and pulling on your horse all the time. Just give and let him do it." And so I've been working a lot on that with him. And it makes a big difference because if you're always pressuring your horse, like leg hand, there's this tension that's created in their top line and in their body. And then they can't really have that fluidity. So that's why it's always super important to work on self-care.
And watching you with Kensington today, you could see you using your leg to get him more forward to giving him. You can see it. Yourself,
yeah.
So, how do you work on it? What did you do?
What do you do?
Yeah.
Well, you have to bend, get them off the inside leg, give the inside rein, let them fall apart and then put them back together. I mean, that's a big part of self-care, just letting them make the mistake. Like,
we all learn in the mistakes. So you let them make the mistake, and they don't flop beforehand because you don't have to hold them up and do it.
Yeah. So as an amateur, when you watch, it's a lot more messy than you would think, because there's kind of this actual correction. And I think as amateurs, we're scared to let it fall apart and make the correction. That's great about watching.
And Joellen got to have a lesson yesterday on Mercurio. Mercurio is the beautiful gray PRE we see in a lot of our videos. What did you think of Mercurio?
Mercurio is super fun to ride just because he's so different than a warm blood. You have to have a slower tempo, because if you rile him up, he'll start going dee, 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 really fast.
Yes, Joellen likes to go faster and like out of control. So we worked on a controlled tempo circles, accurate circles.
Accurate circles. He was really fun to ride and fun to canter. He had a really nice canter. Yeah. So just, it's always hard to get on a horse you've never ridden before and then take a lesson from Amelia, but it's really good to do.
Really hard to get on a horse you don't know and just calm.
Yeah. The other thing,
after a few minutes, you'll get there. When you first sit on them, like,
Yeah, this is actually my second lesson from Amelia in the last 3 weeks. And the one thing I'd say a little bit about our own self-talk is we need to be more positive. We need to say, that's a good movement. We need to say, good boy, because I certainly don't do that enough. I listen to Amelia and Herman train their horses. They're talking, saying, good job. To both their students and their horses.
We try. It's hard. Sometimes we, it's easy to go down the negative train, but it doesn't work very well.
Not everything is terrible. And the judges have numbers from 0 to 10, and we're all in there somewhere, you know? You know, the 7s you want to make 8s, 5s you want to get 6s.
Yeah.
And it's not all good, it's not all bad. And like my friend tells me, right, reality is an acquired taste, not for everyone.
Yes.
And so some of it isn't good, some of it is good. And, you know, the stuff that's good, you can leave that a little bit and work on the stuff that isn't, get that better, then go back and make the good stuff great. The process.
But be a little kinder to yourself when you're trying something new. Like, I've been working on sitting trot now for, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, because I get the curriculum a little earlier than you guys. And I'm getting it. It's not a speedy process, but you have to go, oh, those were 3 good steps, and then post. Yeah.
I remember my clinic said, remember those 2 steps? And one of my students was there and was like, 45 minutes and you got 2 steps? I'm like, yep.
Yes. The other thing that happened this week, speaking of sitting trot, we kicked off sitting trot challenge. So let me know in the chat if you signed up. It's going to be a super fun month. We had our kickoff call last night where we did a webinar all about the trot, improving the trot, improving your rider position. The Facebook group for sitting trot challenge is crazy. Like, so many people are posting, and I always just love seeing pictures of you and your horse and what you're working on. And we have people from all over the world. So my team and I are definitely going to be busy this month with Sitting Trot Challenge, answering everyone's questions and just helping along to get those transformations that we see in our challenges. Like, the beginning and the end results are really special. So it's going to be a very exciting, very busy month. We're like around the clock checking comments, getting everyone answered, replying to videos. And it's super fun. So that's going to be fun. There was one question I saw in the chat about, we don't have that many questions. So one question, yes, I can see the screen. One question, how do you go about keeping my off the track thoroughbred on the contact? We were actually discussing this in the car ride because we were talking about 30 days to round and how to make it better for this year. So how do we get our off track there on the bike?
I'm assuming that it's grabbing the bit and running. And that's why it's not on the contact. So I would make circles and add straight lines, small straight lines. So you start with a circle, and then you do a half a circle with, a 5 meter straight line and another half a circle. And if the straight line, you start to lose them, because what do you say? No horse is stronger than a bend. So you make that circle. And then as the balance improves, the self-carriage that we were talking about, then you start adding straight lines. And as soon as the horse takes over, do not pull with both reins. No pulling. You cannot pull your horse to go slower, especially a racetrack horse, because they pull on those horses to make them go faster. So turn.
Yes.
Make the
and
circle.
Bend.
Bend. Rebalance your horse. When the horse comes back, soften. So the horse starts to understand, when I'm balanced and at this tempo, the pressure goes away.
We had a student have a horse that bolted this week, and she called up and I asked her, and she said, yes, I had to hold both reins. And you really have to use one rein and turn. And the other thing I think I learned from these guys is you have to practice. If you're going down the long side and you can't immediately turn your horse in a circle, then your horse isn't with you enough. They're taking over and going too fast. So you've got to turn. You've got to be able to turn at a moment's notice.
Yes.
Good point.
But...
I've thought about it that way, but yeah.
Yeah.
When
and
I say
bending,
turn.
Like, this is the other thing we're talking about. And the reason people love 30 Days Brown is because it's like a step-by-step curriculum to teach your horse to accept the contact, to teach your horse to get on the bit. And it's super important that your horse bends laterally before you can get them round. And a lot of people miss that. I've been teaching a lot of clinics, and like 90% of the lessons I teach, the horse is not bending, especially to the right. The horse is not bending to the right. And if your horse isn't bending, then they're going to be stiff and they're not going to accept the contact. So
and now bend is not pull your horse's head to the inside.
It's in the body.
It's in the body. It's around the inside leg to the outside rein. Now, the inside rein sure helps, right? You're not going to really get it done without helping that inside rein.
And Levi's making his appearance.
And that's why it gets difficult.
Come on, Levi.
On
make
top
your
of
appearance.
It, when you try to bend
Hi.
To the right, is because most people are right-handed. And now your left rein is on the outside. And you have to make a fist with that outside rein, because the outside rein needs to receive the inside leg.
Yeah.
And so you've got to think outside rein, inside leg, then the suppling to the inside. It's not pull your horse to the head to the inside with no outside rein. Because then the horse is going to lose its balance, fall on the shoulder, and it'll be not good. So outside rein, inside leg, supple with the inside rein.
And outside leg back, I think, is an amateur. I forget the haunches, and so I might have bend in front of the saddle, but I don't have it quite right.
But then
behind.
You get haunches out.
Yeah.
Which is not a bend, right? The horse's spine
exactly.
has to match the arc of the circle.
Yeah.
So haunches out, the horse is still stiff. And what it did in response to your aid was stick his butt.
Yeah. How do you correct the hunt?
And also serpentines, lots of changes of direction.
Because that makes the horse more supple and lets the rider feel it.
Okay, one more question. I feel a little guilty because our people are like cooking us dinner and we're sitting out here doing Facebook. So maybe we should go help them. But I saw in the comments there was a question about canter to sitting trot, which is a good question. How do you go from canter to sitting trot? Because I feel like that's hard. What's the suggestion?
Really take care of your breathing and change your canter seat in that breath, right? So you're breathing, you take that deep breath. As you exhale, you close your thighs, two fists, drop your weight, and if it doesn't work, just repeat it. Then if that's really not working, you can make the circle smaller until the canter's more difficult for the horse and keep repeating the aid.
I was going to say, put your horse in a little shoulder in through the transition, because a lot of times the reason that it's hard to sit the trot after the canter is it's like this big strung out trot. So it's super bouncy. So put your horse and shoulder in and think about going to a small trot. And that will make it easier. And
make
in
it
addition
easier
to breathing. What tip do you have?
The tip I have is to slow the tempo down.
You listened to me this week.
Get the horse slower in the tempo and the canter so that it can easily go to that walk rhythm. That was really helpful. I do listen.
Okay. I guess it's time for dinner then. I'm sure they're done.
Yeah, we should go help them. Anyways, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me on tonight's session. And if you're in strides or sitting trot challenge, it's going to be a very exciting month. There's a lot of Q&A sessions happening. It's going to be fun. And I can't wait to see all your progress. Good night, everyone.
See you around the barn.
So that's it for this week. Thank you so much for all of your awesome questions. And I hope you learned something new from listening. If you're new to the podcast and you'd like a question answered on a future one, get in touch on Facebook through Amelia's Dressage Club, Instagram at Amelia Newcomb Dressage, or YouTube at Amelia Newcomb Dressage, and mark the question for the live sessions. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like it, please share it, review it, and tune in again next week. Thanks so much and happy riding.